Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Last month, we passed 2 million downloads, so I just want to take a little moment right now and celebrate that with you, because you are one of those downloads. You're one of the 2 million, and I pray that this podcast has been a blessing to you. That's been my heart from the very beginning, 3.5 years ago when we started this, and it continues to be my heartbeat today that you would fall in love with Scripture, and that you would maybe learn new ways to pray. And not that I'm an expert on prayer, I just do it a lot, so maybe that helps me, but this would inform your prayer life and help you to know that God sees you and He loves you and He loves to answer your prayers. Today, we're going to finish up the book of Jude, verses 16 through 25, and this is what it says. These are grumblers and malcontents. They indulge their own lusts. They are bombastic in speech, flattering people into their own advantage. But you, beloved, must remember the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, for they said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers indulging in their own ungodly lusts. It is these worldly people devoid of the Spirit who are causing divisions. But you, beloved, build yourself up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads us to eternal life. And have mercy on some who are wavering. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. And have mercy on still others with fear, hating even the tunic defiled by their bodies. Now, to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of His glory with rejoicing, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Wow, I could just end there, but mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this beautiful benediction in the book of Jude and the warning as well. And so, Lord, we thank you that we are not without instruction. We're not without warning. You have showed us throughout the New Testament and even the Old Testament of who is a false prophet, who is a false teacher, who is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Thank you for warning us about that. Thank you for giving us words to understand when people are doing that. And I just pray for discernment for the people listening today who are in the midst of deception or who are trying to uncover a fraud or something difficult in a church. Lord, give them great intelligence and great wisdom, and also surround them with great community, because it is not easy to be a whistleblower. It is not easy to call out something that should not be, especially when it's in the confines of a ministry or a church. And so, Lord, I know that this doesn't apply to everybody, but there's someone out there listening today who needs to hear this, that you are for them. You will walk with them through the valley of the shadow of death, of exposure, because it is hard. It is hard to shed a light on those things and those people that are harming the body of Christ. So please be with them. Carry them through this ordeal. I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, I know that you have warned us that there will be scoffers and there will be worldly folks and those who have the words that sound like Christianity, but they are devoid of the Spirit, and these folks cause division. So Lord, again, I pray for discernment. But the end of this book says that we need to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, and we're to pray in the Spirit. And so, Lord, that's what I pray for my listeners today, that they would pray in the Spirit, pray through the Holy Spirit, that they would build themselves up. And that comes by reading your word. It comes from having fellowship with other believers. You know, it really comes from obeying what you have already told us to do. We grow not through knowledge, but through obedience. So help us. I pray for the person today who's like, I know I'm supposed to obey in this avenue, but I'm afraid, or I don't want to, or it's too complicated or too hard, or it's going to mean these repercussions. But Lord, I pray that you would help them make that next step of obedience, because they grow from obedience to obedience, not from knowledge to knowledge. So help them to obey today. Lord, help us to stay and remain in the love of God. Help us to bathe in it and to rejoice in it. Lord, help us to have mercy on those who are having questions right now. Help us to be those who listen to the questions and don't denigrate, but just simply listen and pray for. Lord, we thank you that you are the one who can keep us from falling, and you are the one who makes us stand without blemish in the presence of your glory with rejoicing. You are our only Savior. You are our only God, and you have done so much to rescue us from the domain of darkness and deliver us into your marvelous light, to set us free, to cast our sin as far away as the east is from the west, and we can stand before you today completely forgiven. So we rejoice in that, and we thank you for all that you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's Patreon. That's a little E. .com/PrayEveryDay. And there's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. At the $10 level, I'll send you a free painting. These are paintings that I sell in my Etsy shop, so there's a little bit of value there. At $25, I do a secret podcast for only those people who support there. And at $100, I add you to my prayer loop. So thank you to all of you who support the podcast. And for the rest, thank you so much for just being a part of this and listening and rejoicing in scripture and prayer. Thank you.